From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Still no arrest in an early morning mass shooting in Liberty City that left 2 dead and 7 injured. Reverend Billy Strange from Antioch Missionary Baptist Church near where the shooting happened says his parishioner Tangela Jackson came to visit him today. Her son, Nikhil Jackson, was killed in the shooting. He was 26. Strange says the shootings have become the norm in Liberty City, and he wants to see the community address the larger issue of gangs and gun violence.
Today, what caught the attention is because it was so many people involved. But this is something that, sitting where I sit as pastor here, I know for a fact this happens.
Last weekend, Strange says his church held 2 funerals 3 hours apart. Both were for young men who were murdered. The city of Orlando will join Miami Beach in filing a brief in support of gay marriage. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer asked the city council Monday for permission to join the ongoing lawsuit in Miami that's challenging the state's same-sex marriage ban. Steve Rothaus of the Miami Herald says it's unusual for cities in different parts of the state to file a motion together in a case involving a social issue. And while Miami Beach's support for LGBT rights has received a lot of attention, Rothaus says Orlando's mayor has called for an end to the ban in the past.
Buddy Dyer, the mayor of Orlando, when he gave his State of the City address a few months ago, he actually very firmly said that he thought that the law was unfair and also harmful to the city of Orlando economically and the state of Florida.
The Orlando City Council decided by a vote of 5-2. The council's 2 Republicans voted against the measure. Orlando and Miami Beach will be asking a Miami-Dade judge to grant them status as a friend of the court. Orlando and Miami Beach are the only Florida cities that have asked to file in the gay marriage lawsuits. Last week, Fort Lauderdale passed a resolution to oppose the ban, but it's not participating in the litigation challenging the law. And Florida's recession could have been worse if not for homebuyers from other countries. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan explains why.
The nonprofit government watchdog group Florida Tax Watch says international buyers bought up cheap properties and pumped cash into the state's economy. Tax Watch economist Dr. Jerry Parrish says the buyers were mainly from Canada, Latin America, and Europe, all regular trading partners of the U.S.
What the foreign buyers did is provide a lot of liquidity to people that wanted to get out of the Florida market. The main buyers are the same people that we do business with, and there's a good chance that some of our high tourism numbers from certain countries is people coming back to visit their home.
Florida led the country in home sales to foreign buyers during the recession. Most of the sales were in Miami, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. The homes ranged in price from large estates to small condos.
A substantial amount are below $100,000 or below $200,000. In a lot of cases, it's families pooling their money together to buy maybe a vacation home here in Florida.
Areas that have direct international flights benefit the most. Parrish says those flights lead to higher tourism, more home purchases, and more business development. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.